what I'd like to think is a good lesson, both for parents and for children. That is, we can either learn in this life the easy way, or we can learn the hard way. I like to prefer the easy way to learn things. And the easy way is when we take the advice, or the direction, or the orders from others, especially for children, for example. When our parents tell us to do this or to not do that, they're telling us that for a reason. It's for our good. And when you take and you listen to your parents, you have learned the easy way. But how oftentimes in life that we have to learn the hard way? That is where we don't listen, and we don't do what we're told, and we have to suffer the consequences. I like the example of the parents who tell their kids, don't put your hands on the stove. Don't put your hands on the stove. How many times does a parent, a mom, or a dad tell their kids to not put their hands on the stove? Hopefully a lot of us listen and never do that, but there always are some who don't listen, and sure enough, they're probably thinking, well, it can't be that hot, or, I mean, mom. So they put their hand on the stove, whether it's from an accident or not, and then they burn their hand, and they realize how much it hurts, and how much they should have listened in the first place. Well, Almighty God is warning us here today in the gospel that we are to be aware that, first and foremost, we are to put away sin. The warning is that if we do not put away sin, we shall suffer eternal damnation. We shall suffer the loss of our soul at the end of our life. Our Lord is forewarning us. He is telling us in the gospel. He's using it in comparison. He's prophesizing to warn us that it's very important that we put away sin, that there cannot be a compromise with sin. Our Lord speaks about Jerusalem. As he is drawing near to the city, he weeps over the city. He cries. Our Lord loves us with infinite love, but he sees how the holy city, the Jews, are not listening to him. They don't recognize him as the Messiah. And our Lord will give them time to repent. Our Lord will give them time to change their ways. In fact, he gave them until 70 AD. Until 70 AD for the holy city to amend and change their ways. But it was in 70 AD that our Lord's prophecy came to fruition. That's when Titus the Roman came and surrounded the holy city. And he starved out the Jews. About a million Jews perished during that time in 70 AD. But our Lord had forewarned them. He foretold them what was going to happen. And he gave them a lot of time to repent. So too for us in our life. Our Lord warns us that if we have made peace with sin, or if we do not cast off sin and the occasions as we ought, we shall perish in our sin. And that's something that should be a warning for us. And we should learn the easy way. We should heed our Lord's words and do everything that we can here and now to put away sin and to distance ourselves from it. We have other examples from the Old Testament that show how Almighty God warned his people. I have two examples. The one example is when God's people did not listen, and the other example is when God's people did listen. The first example is Noah. Noah was a just and holy man before the face of the Lord. And God warned Noah that he was going to destroy all of the inhabitants of the world. But he wanted Noah to preach to them for 120 years. For 120 years, Noah preached and told the people, repent, change your ways, do not continue in your sin, or you're going to perish. During that same time, Noah was already building the ark according to what God was telling him. But did the people repent? Did they change their ways? No, my dear friends in Christ. After that 120 years had elapsed or passed by, the floodgates opened and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Noah was saved in the ark with his family, many of the creatures, many of the animals, but the waters rose above the highest mountains in the world, and everybody was wiped away. Everybody was destroyed, even the animals, the birds, and all of those creatures. It's a warning that our Lord, his great love for us, Almighty God's great love for us, he's telling us that we have to distance ourselves from sin, that we have to do our very best to stay as far away from it in the occasions as possible. The other example I like to give you is a case where the people do listen, where they do heed the warning, and that is, of course, what God wants us to do as well. and that is Jonah and the whale. Jonah was a prophet, and Almighty God told him to go and preach to the Ninevites. Jonah did not want to go and preach to the Ninevites. In fact, he tried to flee from Almighty God. How foolish of a thought is that? We can try to hide or try to get away from God. It doesn't work. As Jonah was trying to flee from God, he was on a boat or a ship, and a great storm had arisen, and he was cast into the sea. And when he was cast into the sea, a whale swallowed him up. And when he was in the whale for 3 days and three nights, eventually he was spit out on shore. Jonah had realized through that whole ordeal that there's no running from God, and he knew exactly what he had to do. He went to the Ninevites, and he preached to them. He told them, unless you amend your ways, unless you do penance for your sins, you're going to perish in them. And he gave them 40 days. God had warned them for 40 days. You have to amend your ways, the people of Nineveh. And what did the people do? From the king, the highest nobility, down to the lowest of the lowest peasants, they all did penance. It is said that they wore sackcloth for clothing, and sat in ashes. They did penance for their sins, and God spared them. God spared them from the destruction that he threatened them with. But so too for us, my dear friends in Christ, Almighty God wants to spare us. He has an infinite love for us, and he wants to lead us from sin. He wants to keep us from sin. And that's why we're given the warning here today in the gospel. That's why we're given the warning that it's so very important that we make no compromises with sin. Because if we do, we will perish in them. How can we, my dear friends in Christ, how can we do our very best to heed the warning of our Lord? How can we learn the easy way when it comes to the message of today, keeping away from sin? First and foremost, my dear friends in Christ, if we need to, let us amend our life. Let us have a conversion. Let us understand that there can be no compromises when it comes to sin. How oftentimes the devil will try to tempt us by saying, well, you can do this, or you can just, you know, do a little bit of this. It's not too wrong. And when he tempts you to do a little bit, and then he tempts you to do a little more, whatever it might be, that's something that we should give no consent to. As soon as we recognize the temptation, however big or small it might be, we need to pray to get away from it. We need to pray to stay far away, because there's no compromising when it comes to our love of Almighty God. There's no compromises when it comes to sin. When it comes to heeding our Lord's words, we have a lot of other things working against us here in this life as well. We have the world around us with its bad example. We have the world around us, which is similar to probably the time of Noah, if not worse. And so too with the Ninevites, the world and its bad example, tempting us to follow its ways, trying us to lead us into sin and to compromise with its maxims. We also have the devil. The devil never sleeps. He doesn't sleep, and he's much smarter and stronger than each and every one of us. How much is he trying to lead us into sin, trying to lead us away from God? But not only with the world and the devil, we also have a fallen human nature. Each and every one of us, we are children of Adam and Eve, and we're born with original sin. So we have an inclination to sin. So left to ourselves, we would tend to sin. But Almighty God has not abandoned us. He has not left us orphans against all of these struggles that we have to face. Almighty God has given us his grace. He holds out to us the means in which we have in order to sanctify our lives. He holds out for us the means which we have in order to heed his warning today. And what I'd like to do is just give you a practical example. How can we sanctify our day? How can we really, truly heed the warning of our Lord and live a good life and stay away from sin? Just a practical example. When you wake up in the morning, my dear friends in Christ, the first thing that we should do is we should get out of bed and get down on our knees and pray. We should thank Almighty God for another day. We should make a morning offering. I know there's a habit, and I'm not saying anybody here in particular, but sometimes when we wake up in the morning, we like to hit the snooze button and go back to sleep. And then snooze, and then pretty soon if you have a phone, you might have like five or six alarm clocks, like at different intervals. I'm not saying that's anybody here, but my dear friends in Christ, that's not a good way to start your day, because already that's causing you to be a little bit lazy or slothful. Some of the spiritual writers have said that you should set a time that you want to wake up, and that's the time that you you should wake up. In order to help you to do that, some spiritual authors have said that you should think about your bed as if it being on fire. When you wake up in the morning, when it's time to get up, imagine that your bed is on fire and get out of it right away, get down on your knees and pray. Well, I have to laugh because there were some other spiritual writers who commented on that thought. Thinking about your bed as being on fire, this one spiritual author said, well, fire is pretty warm, and warm is comfortable, so that makes me really want to sleep. Well, my dear friends in Christ, I think you get the point, right? So get out of bed and get down and pray right away. Even if it's just a morning offering, you still can pray together as a family, your morning prayers. Before you go to bed at night, make an act of contrition. Tell Almighty God that you're sorry for your sins because you love them with all of your heart and you do not want to lose your soul. There have been many people who have died in their sleep, who have went to bed and never woken up. So we should be prepared for that to happen for us as well. Make a good act of contrition before you go to sleep. During the day, I like to keep things simple. Pray the Angelus. If you're awake by 6 o'clock in the morning, there's Angelus at 6 in the morning, at 12 o'clock noon, and 6 o'clock in the evening. I met this older gentleman. He's either in his 80s or 90s, close to his 90s, down by Omaha, Nebraska. He is a very conservative, historical Catholic, someone I would go visit and talk to. And I believe it's on his phone. He has an alarm clock that goes off at 12 o'clock and 6 p.m., so noon and 6 p.m., in order to remind him to pray the Angelus. But he doesn't know the prayers of the Angelus, so when his alarm clock goes off, he's, you know, trying to work with his phone to try to find the prayers for the Angelus. But how important it is that we pray the Angelus during the day, because that really helps to bring our focus back to God. It's important that we pray our rosary every day, and there are many other things that you can do to sanctify your day. But I like to say is that let us do our very best to do the little things well. If we can do the little things well, then we can move on to other things that are going to really help us in our spiritual life. Let us not forget our rosary, and when time of temptation comes upon you, implore the aid of our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother is always ready and willing to help you, there to see you through any difficulty or struggle. The last thing I want to mention, my dear friends in Christ, is a thought that's been on my mind for some time, maybe a couple weeks or so. That is this concept of 5 minutes. What's special about 5 minutes? This like idea of 5 minutes. How I've read and how I've heard before different saints say, what would the souls in hell do right now if they were given 5 more minutes? How much do they lament, those who are in hell right now? They think, oh, if I would have had only 5 more minutes. All I needed was 5 more minutes to amend my ways. If I would have had 5 more minutes, I could have maybe went to confession or tell God I was sorry for all my sins. With that 5 minutes, I could be saved now, or at least I could be in purgatory on my way to heaven. Well, how the souls now, how they long for just 5 more minutes to amend their ways, but they will never be given 5 more minutes. Their time is up. They are given no more time, and they are lost forever. My dear friends in Christ, our Lord warns us. He warns us today that if we continue in sin, it will lead to our destruction. Let us heed the warning of our Lord. Let us learn the easy way and listen to him. Let us put away the occasions of sin. Let us put away whether it's a person, place, or thing, anything that leads us into sin. Your eternal salvation is the number one thing that matters the most. And remember that you're on God's side. You have everything that you need to amend your ways, to make, have a conversion, to live a good and happy life here in this world. But most importantly, remember, we have the help of our Blessed Mother. Mary is going to be there for each and every one of us. She loves us as a mother. Go to her Immaculate Heart and ask her for help. With whatever struggle, whatever difficulty, whatever cross you have to carry, whatever temptation you experience, we should never despair of our eternal salvation. If you're tempted to think that it is too hard to get to heaven, or my sins are too great, or I've done too much wrong, think of Mary. Pray to Mary and ask her for help. When we pray the Hail Holy Queen after Mass, we call her the Queen of Mercy. Queen of Mercy. Our Blessed Mother is there to help us. St. Bernard composed the Memorare, and it was prayed that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Never was it known. That is for us as well. So let us ask Mary for help. Let us ask her for help. Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.